All right, Roger D. You probably raced Hangtown before, I would think, at some point. I actually said that on the show. This was a different Hangtown. I didn't get a lot of positive vibes from a lot of riders.
No, it was really, like, it wasn't rough, but it had, like, that almost amateur type of rough. Like, it was just really weird. Not the Hangtown that I've ridden ever, really. Positive day for me, like, one position better than I was last weekend. So, just up from here.
Yeah, I feel like it was a lot like Paula for you. What happened late in Moto 2? Did you just lose a few spots, or did you make a mistake or anything?
So I had, like, Deegan and Shimoda in front of me. Shimoda had nowhere to go, hit a dude, went down.
That's it, yep.
I had nowhere to go either.
Yep. You went off the track.
Off the track around Shimoda.
Okay.
Went from 8th to 11th right there, boom. Yep. Yeah. And then finished, I think, 12th or 13th. So.
I couldn't remember. I remember you lost a bunch of spots, but yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got caught up in that.
If you can be in that 4th to 6th, 3rd to 6th,
yeah. You
can almost ride your own race.
Well, I think you just get clean air, right?
From 8th to 13th,
yeah. It's
like you're almost going harder than the guy out front.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I feel like this is a lot like Paula for you, where consistent, good starts, consistent rides, and like, yeah, a couple of mistakes hurt you, but at least if you stay error-free, you can see yourself in a top 5 spot.
Yeah, so I think just a little bit better starts. Our starts are good now, but I think if you start up there in top 3, you can get away from those guys, and that's what I need right now.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. Thanks.